Your Fitbit is old news. The next wave in wearable technology goes beyond tracking what we do and moves more actively into self-improvement territory. Battery-powered headbands that stimulate your brain. So-called neuromodulation devices rely on a small current of electricity to tweak a user's cognition and mood. WHYY's Todd Bookman reports on an industry poised to jolt into the mainstream.
Nobody knows what the Halo neuroscience machine will look like. The company to date is only speaking in broad terms.
We want to build a product that's a wearable, that's ridiculously simple and easy to use.
This is Daniel Chow, founder and CEO of the San Francisco-based startup.
We also want it to be aesthetically pleasing and not scary to look at or to wear.
With the catchphrase, "Be electric," Halo plans to launch its device in 2015. It relies on something called transcranial direct current stimulation, or TDCS. If you're picturing shock therapy, dial those expectations way back. Roy Hamilton is a neurology professor at the University of Pennsylvania.
The current we apply is very small, 1 to 2 milliamperes. Think of it as being on the same order as the current you get out of a 9-volt battery.
Hamilton researches how TDCS can be used to restore function in people who have suffered strokes and other brain injuries. It works by placing 2 electrodes, one positive, the other negative, onto various parts of the scalp.
And what happens is that this current passing through the brain, it's not enough current, it's insufficient to actually cause brain cells to fire at that time. But it is powerful enough to make very, very small changes in the likelihood that neurons are going to fire over a given period of time.
The theory is, if you take that small change and multiply it by the billions of neurons in the brain, that adds up to an effect that can be measured. Studies have shown mixed results, but TDCS has helped some people with conditions including depression, anxiety, and chronic pain. In otherwise healthy brains, there's also interest in its potential to improve memory, learning, math skills, even visual sharpness. Put on the thinking cap for a 20-minute session, and some people say the world becomes clearer. The long-term effects, though, are still somewhat muddy.
It is oversimplified to think about cognition in the brain as some simple switch that you can turn on or off or turn up or down by adding electricity to the brain. Right? Brains are complex systems of connections modulated by connections modulated by connections. And so it isn't necessarily the case that if you enhance one type of performance, that you're not inadvertently manipulating some other type of performance that you don't know about in some way that you don't want.
Proving that these devices are safe is going to be critical to their commercial success. Along with Halo, a venture capital-backed company called Think is also releasing an at-home TDCS unit next year. Going with the catchphrase, shift/conquer, early reports suggest the product is going to target mood enhancement. There may be a setting to stimulate, another to wind down. The company brought on City College of New York professor Merome Bixon to do its clinical trial.
The short of it is that we found that both regular TDCS and the Think device were very well tolerated. There were no serious adverse events. That means nothing bad happened that anybody had to get, you know, go to the hospital or get medical treatment for.
Bixon says the device could help meet a growing demand for low-cost TDCS. There are some companies already selling units. The ventures are small scale, and the products are far from polished. One customer described his purchase as looking like a homemade bomb detonator. Other early adapters are saving themselves a few $100s by making their own stimulators.
So I have the machine perfected, well, almost perfected. I mean, it's a lot better than it was last time.
YouTube catalogs a range of at-home solutions. With $50 in Radio Shack, you can build one using instructions easily found online. While it would be nearly impossible for the FDA to regulate that sort of activity, it isn't clear yet if it is going to oversee the commercial ventures. A spokesperson says the agency doesn't comment on products that may be under review. But beyond potential regulation, the idea of cognitive enhancement brings up larger ethical questions for Hank Greeley. He's director of Stanford's program in neuroscience and society and says, imagine a world where this technology has been perfected and TDCS can be harnessed to produce really sizable gains. Then what? Do only the relatively wealthy get access? Could some people be forced to use it?
Forced by their employer, forced by the military, forced by their parents, forced by their debate coach, whatever it is. And I think those coercion issues are a big deal.
Greeley knows we are a long way off from having to tackle those issues. This is still a relatively young area of science and industry, but it's one where Daniel Chow of Halo sees huge potential, if not immediate universal acceptance.
Early on, we will have people that really embrace this technology and want to use it. But to have the masses really jump on board, I think it'll take quite some time.
However, with its intrinsic promise of a better version of you, TDCS's move from fringe to mainstream isn't so hard to imagine. For The Pulse, I'm Todd Bookman.